364, as well as Melanie Kassar from Jabor Realty. Stay tuned for Bob. Again, Robert Howe, and we are talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyear Buyer, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I am here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. We have as our guest tonight Georgine Benvenuto of Gallery 364, and Melanie Kassar, a real estate broker working at Jabor Realty. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hello, Georgine, and hello, Melanie.
Thank you.
We have an interesting show tonight because something that's very topical has popped up in Bay Ridge lately, the idea of these pop-up art galleries. And in no small thanks to Georgine, the artist, and Jabor Realty, of which Melanie is a representative, you know, affording us that space. And we're going to tell our audience why this is exciting, more importantly, why it's necessary. Melanie, you're a real estate broker in Bay Ridge. Tell us a little about the state of commercial real estate, in other words, rentals, commercial rentals in Bay Ridge in 2012.
Well, I think that commercial rentals in a healthy residential neighborhood are always kind of complement the activity of the residential part of the real estate world. And currently, we are seeing a lot of healthy inquiries from franchises, from boutique stores that have always been historically interested in Bay Ridge, and some stores that in the past really haven't come here and are now all of a sudden interested in what we call a mini Manhattan cosmopolitan kind of atmosphere.
Okay, well that sounds very positive and very encouraging, but right now we have a few vacant stores on both 3rd and 5th Avenue. And Melanie, what do you think is behind all of that?
Well, I think the emptiness is due in large in part now to landlords that are thinking a lot smarter and a lot more long-term and out of the box. And what I mean by that is landlords are very interested, whereas maybe years ago just to get a space rented was the goal. Today they're very interested in seeing something that, A, can contribute to the economy of the neighborhood in a positive growth way, and B, something that will both beautify and enhance how positively we all think of Bay Ridge. And being a homeowner here and someone who's worked here for many years, we are thrilled that the landlords are very cognizant of this reality of trying to bring a successful story to their stores.
All right, but with you know, the landlords wanting to find a quality tenant and thinking a little bit out of the box and thinking not only about their pocketbook but about the long-term consequences of their tenant, this is causing stores to stay vacant or open a little while longer. Isn't that true?
That is true. Absolutely.
And, Georgine, you're a Bay Ridge resident. You are the owner and director of Gallery 364. You're an artist. You're a photographer. You've seen this trend and decided to do something about it. Tell us what you're doing.
Yes, Bob, that's true. I've seen in the past 5 years vacancies that have stayed longer than, say, a year and a half. That's a long time for a storefront to be empty. And it's a long time for me as a resident to walk by empty storefronts and wonder how many others are going to be empty and what is it that I could do? What is it that the artist could do to possibly help get these storefronts rented? So I came up with this idea to put some artwork in the empty storefronts and just create a buzz in the neighborhood and attract the residents and hopefully potential clients.
Okay, and you have a few spots now that and are you calling these pop-up galleries?
I'm calling them pop-up galleries because they're temporary galleries. What we do is we go in, we clean the windows, we try to beautify the space, we put artwork in there, and we try to encourage and expose the community to see artwork, to purchase artwork, to stroll the avenue, and to hopefully end these empty storefronts that we have here. So we're actually just trying to be an aid and trying to beautify the neighborhood by exposing the neighborhood to art.
Melanie, tell us a little bit about this concept. I know in the sale of a home, there's this concept all of a sudden of staging your home, decluttering it, maybe fixing up here or there, maybe painting something, brightening up rooms. But that concept really never seemed to filter over until recently to the commercial rental. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it's a very fair statement, but Bob, I have a very strong marketing background. It's always been my career background, and I feel that packaging is very important in any product you're trying to sell. And I think Georgine's idea of this pop-up artwork is just really terrific on two levels. First of all, the store is portrayed, as you say, in almost like a residential staging way. It certainly beautifies aesthetically the block without question, but it also attracts maybe a market that wasn't looking for space and says, oh, this space is available. I know somebody that has a terrific franchise in, let's say, the Hamptons that would work fabulous here in Bay Ridge. So on two levels, it's attracting the eye of the buyer, it's beautifying a location, and that certainly enhances the neighborhood, which in turn enhances the value of property here in the neighborhood. And I think staging residentially and now, as you say, filtering over to the commercial side is a very, very positive trend that I hope and I will support as a realtor at Jabor Realty 100%.
And, Melanie, are you getting any feedback from the landlords with regard to these concepts?
I think the landlords are thrilled because it prevents the store from getting stale looking. It kind of cleans it up almost for them. It maintains it. It just keeps it in optimum show condition with, you know, attracting, I guess, more people than if it was just sitting there looking tired and abandoned for a long period of time.
You're right. You know, I have a friend who has a store, is trying to rent it, and I said to him recently, so how are you making out with your rental activity? And he says, well, I haven't had too much activity. And I said, well, why do you keep that big metal gate down every day in front of your store? People can't even look in. They can't even imagine what the space could be. And he said, I keep it down because the inside is dirty and filthy. And I said, well, why don't you go over to 89th Street and 3rd Avenue and see what a dirty, filthy store could turn into and could actually enhance your, you know, your storefront. And it, I could hear the light bulb go on inside his head. But, duh, did it really take me, a real estate attorney, to tell somebody how to, you know, you, Melanie, of course, you have that marketing background, and that's what that's the way your mind is programmed to push, to sell, to get things moving. But for some reason, this landlord didn't you know, appreciate that until we turned him onto it. Georgine, Georgine, so you have a big group that goes in there and cleans the place up and hangs all these pictures. Is that right?
Yes, it was extensive vinyl lettering that was all over the windows, which we peeled off, and we cleaned the windows, and we go by there every single day, and we take a look, and we sweep outside, we pick up debris that's around. That's the exchange, that's the relationship we have with Jabor Realtor. That's the exchange. They helped us get that storefront, so we're going to do our best to help them get that storefront rented.
And
what's interesting is the buzz is being created because it's actually driving competitors to want that space, because I hear it all the time. Oh, this is
Tell us some of the things you're hearing, Georgine.
The things that we're hearing, first of all, visually, you see people strolling more. They're not driving it from point A to point B. They're actually getting out of the cars and they're strolling and they're stopping. And children have people have been reporting back to me that children have been passing by and also saying, "Mommy, I want to go see the artwork," because the artwork is very eclectic. So it invites everyone, a big crowd of people, to see different things there. But the interesting thing is that the first thing I hear is, "Oh, this is rented," because they see me cleaning the windows. They say, "I'm just cleaning the windows," because no one knew what we were doing there. So that created a very good buzz. And the best thing that we would hear is that store is rented. I know that sounds odd, but that's the goal. The goal is to get these places rented, to push the economy, and to allow many of my friends from the 3rd Avenue merchants to make even you know, more money on the avenue, to have more revenue.
You know, the paradox here, Georgine, is that if you're successful, you really put yourself out of business until your next venture.
Well, this is a very tight community, and so far other realtors have approached me that they are interested in being part of this. It's just convincing the landlords of the buildings that all we want to do is go in, hang the artwork, we don't need electricity, we will lock the door, and no one will walk through the space, and the realtors will come and obviously show the building.
And Melanie, what are you hearing about you know, this art installation?
I would like to comment, but Bob, you said something that really, I think, triggered something, and I think Georgine would agree with this. Any gate that's pulled down on a store is non-embracing to people walking by, or even people that a realtor may send to look at a space. It's just not friendly. And I think that art is always something in the eye of the beholder, but it's always something that is just so pretty to look at. Whatever your personal taste may be, it's certainly prettier than a gate and an unkept storefront. And I think that Georgine really has spurred a trend that I think can help both revenues in the neighborhood and help to discourage graffiti and maybe vandalism and anything that would be born of a neglected storefront. I think this is much bigger than just renting a store. I think she and all of us together are maybe on to something that can really address a myriad of issues and turn problems into solutions and enhancements for the neighborhood.
You know, Melanie, you make a good point, because the neglected and blighted stores or any spaces really, as you point out, invites potential vandalism, graffiti, and then it spreads to the next store, because who wants to rent a space next to an abandoned, graffitied, neglected space? And all of a sudden you have a blighted block rather than a vibrant block. And And you know, those gates should all, you know, those gates are remnants from the 1960s when there was when there were riots in the cities in New York and Chicago, in Atlanta. Those days are gone. We don't have riots.
That's right.
And you don't hear of people breaking store windows anymore.
Right.
Storefronts should be
pretty.
Showcase.
It's also dangerous. It's also dangerous for the owners of those storefronts when those gates are down, and it's very dangerous because if God forbid there's a fire inside, you can't even see inside the store with some of those roll down gates.
I think more importantly, when you're driving down a neighborhood like Bay Ridge that is so beautiful and has so much appeal, gates almost look like they belong somewhere else. They just are non-inviting. And I know many years ago my father said, when graffiti was a big issue, he said, you know, there's so many talented art students in the schools here, in Fort Hamilton, in Severian, in Poly, whatever school you want to pick. And they, to encourage them and to paint a wall of beautiful artwork would maybe, because they're the generation, they're the age group where graffiti was born, maybe it would discourage them from damaging their own artwork. So now instead of looking at graffiti and initials, you're looking at beautiful children's artwork. And I think this concept that Georgine has is almost on that same page, where you make the store a focal point of attraction versus an abandoned, you know, income-stressing corner.
Exactly. You give our youth a stake in their future, and they learn to respect it, and respect it and protect it also.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, this gal that opened the art room on 3rd Avenue, I remember, you know, you drop off your children there. There's a waiting list now to get in. I remember she asked my opinion. I said, I think you're going to fly. It is so uplifting for parents, for children to be using, since the beginning of time, their creative minds and brains and training them at an early age to express themselves through art versus sitting home on video games, that she's just enhanced the neighborhood. And if you look at her window, her storefront, she displays all the artwork of her students going down as low as 5 years old. And it gives the children such a sense of self-esteem and pride. It's fostered at an early age, and it stays with them. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yes, they are very successful. The art room on 87th and 3rd, actually door two away from Jabor Realty. And right, it's really an aspect in Bay Ridge that we really don't have, but for the few classes a high school may offer the students. But there really is no other full-fledged spot where children can learn art, and the art room was smart enough to come in and fill that gap. Georgine, tell us, are there artists in Bay Ridge? Do we have to go down to Williamsburg to find them? Do we have to go to Redford to find them? Are there any here?
We have plenty of artists here, and we have very well-known artists here. And they've shown in my gallery. We have David John Cassan, who is a figurative painter who shows his work in Manhattan and teaches all throughout the United States. He's a master. He lives around the corner from Gallery 364. So, and his work has actually been seen here. Just to get back on Melanie's comment, you know, Lee from the art room actually brought the children here to Gallery 364 and had an art show for the children so they could actually experience it within a gallery. So they were treated just like little artists in their own gallery space, which is just unheard of. You just don't see that. But we have plenty of artists here, and back in 2003 when I started the gallery, I had to figure out if I wanted to stay in Bay Ridge because I didn't find there were many art projects for me here. So starting the gallery, I think, was a huge foundation and a push for Bay Ridge artists. And now we have at least 100 people, Bob, coming to our openings each month.
Yes, you have fantastic openings and exhibitions, and really brings out a group in Bay Ridge that is rarely seen, and these people can contribute in a very important way to heighten everybody's cultural awareness. Georgine, other than your gallery, is there any place in Bay Ridge that people can exhibit their art?
Right now, the Empty Storefront Project is the only other thing I know of.
So
Gallery 364, it's just the Empty Storefront Project, which right now is filled with art, and I have people on a waiting list. So if there's anyone out there listening who's a realtor, a business owner, a landlord who has an empty storefront and they're interested in filling it with art, we'd be happy to accommodate that. We also want to reach out, to children as well, because it is so limited in schools. And I was thinking about possibly doing some little shows or bring in the Bay Ridge Historical Society and have some historical projects going on.
Yeah, that would be fascinating to put some historical stuff in windows and let people understand the rich history of Bay Ridge.
Exactly. Art is all about history, creating, exhibiting. All these things are very important. And, we have the summer stroll coming up soon on 3rd Avenue, where the streets are going to be closed off. And we're hoping to bring many artists out at that point. So the sooner we can get some of these empty storefronts, which are within the venue area, filled with artwork, I think it's going to encourage more people to come out and to actually stroll the area.
Melanie, what are you hearing from prospective tenants? What are they looking for? What do they see Bay Ridge as?
Bob, the number one request in Bay Ridge to open the kind of business always has been and still is food-based. There are many landlords that shy away from it for several reasons, especially for stores underneath an apartment building or underneath a residential living space. They're concerned about the activity from the cooking that might not be so pleasant for, let's say, the residents. So that's a number one negative. Number two is the use of water and all the codes that a landlord has to subscribe to when opening a store, because even if a tenant rents it, the landlord is ultimately responsible for, making sure all of these codes are in effect. And we've seen from a lot of the local business owners here in Bay Ridge that the health department standards, while they should never be lenient, they should always be in the best interest of the customer. There are things that are cited that are almost impossible to address. They're not things that really would in any way be a detriment to a person's health. But landlords shy away from this. So when a person calls, like for instance, I got 4 phone calls in the last week for people that want to rent a vacant store, all food-based, and the landlords just don't want it for the reasons I just cited. The very few and far between will a new concept call because it's a startup operation and it's an expensive proposition to get into a store rental. So the landlord would like something that has a proven track record. So, there's not a lot of people calling, perhaps. They all are starting out. Maybe this is their first venture. Landlords want something that's been tried and true because it's just headache-free on both sides of the court, so to speak.
Sure.
Specifically, we just a doggy boutique just opened on 3rd Avenue. We did a rental with a very nicely established sort of Italian salamiria, and now this is going to be a boutique of that established store doing high-end cheeses and crackers and trying to make it more user-friendly by encouraging people, I guess, to sit in there and maybe have their cheese and crackers. So there's concepts that are new being married inside the shell of something that already existed.
Okay. And Georgine, how about you? We were talking with Melanie about how this is helping the landlord. It also helps the artist who has no other outlet in Bay Ridge other than Gallery 364. What are you finding from some of, and you say your storefront is filled with artists already, what are you finding the reaction from the artist community as to this pop-up gallery?
Well, there's no money exchange. So, number one, as things get more expensive in Manhattan, people are coming to Bay Ridge, and now they're seeing that there's actually a space that they can put their work up and not have to pay for it. Plus, all of the work is for sale, which 100% of the revenue goes back to the artist. The gallery doesn't keep anything. The landlords are not asking for anything. Jabor Realty is not asking for anything. So this is a win-win for everyone on Third Avenue. And it's so important for artists. As we know, they don't call us starting artists for nothing. It's very difficult to sell a piece of artwork, especially in this economy. And this is just giving us another area that we can expose the community to art. And so far, there haven't been two sales from that storefront window. So it's working. It's working for the artists in terms of sales. Every artist wants their artwork out there and hung on the walls of someone else. I don't want to keep art on my walls in my house of my own work. I want it out there. I want other people to enjoy it. And now I'm also finding existing businesses approaching me and asking me to fill their restaurants with artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening, which is very interesting, is the restaurants are, you know, I'm getting in contact with people that are interested in this art now, and they're all referencing the Jabor Realty site. Also, I saw the photos there also. So it's very interesting marrying, you know, down here on 72nd Street and also up by 89th Street.
Very true.
So you see the possibility now, Georgine, of not only being in vacant stores, but stores that, you know, could, you know, make a nice outlet or be a good place for your artists to exhibit.
Yes, all of the merchants, this May 17th is going to be Gallery 364's sixth year. And the reason why we're still here is because of the merchants on Third Avenue. They have been very generous to us in terms of gift certificates and inviting us, making food for us, encouraging us, saying, you know, that you're doing a great thing for the community. You're bringing 100 people once a month to this area that after your art opening, they want to go out and eat. They want to go out and purchase things. So it's stimulating the economy in this area. And we always thank all of the merchants of Third Avenue, even in addition to other people that aren't part of the merchants of Third Avenue. We encourage them to be part of that because it's that kind of a community that's going to get us on the map the way it used to be here in Bay Ridge, where you can go from one place and have a cup of coffee. You can spend the whole day on Third Avenue buying a piece of art at Polizzi's storefront, the fine art place there, going to all these different places. And now it's pretty much, like I said, people come here, they go to one place in the car, they say, pick me up on the next corner. They don't walk. They don't stroll.
And I think to Georgine's point, which is we've seen it happen in so many other terrific neighborhoods like the Hamptons or Connecticut or Manhattan, when a gallery like that is open, it encourages people to stroll. And when they stroll, they want to stop in for a frozen yogurt or an ice cream cone or a slice of pizza or go across the street to Hom and buy a beautiful candle. So it's stimulating the economy of the entire block because you have a focal point that has attracted people enough to go inside.
Well, Melanie and Georgine, you are 100% correct. You're doing great things for the neighborhood. We're coming to the end of our half hour. It's been a great chat. Melanie, why don't you give us a little plug for Jabor before we let you go?
Well, I think that Jabor was very receptive to something that was new and inviting and always tries to embrace something that will help the neighborhood and keep the integrity of the neighborhood. So that I will say.
And if they ever need a great broker like you to rent their store or sell their house,
yes,
where they can find you.
Yes.
How are we going to
They would find me at Jabor Realty, where I've been for the past 16, almost 17 years, at 8704 3rd Avenue. And the phone number there is 917-838-1297.
Well, thank you, Melanie. Georgine, give a little plug for Gallery 364 before we say goodbye to you both.
Well, Gallery 364, we're at 364 72nd Street, right here in Bay Ridge. Our phone number is 917-767-3848. We're on the web. We're on Facebook. Just Google us and you'll find us. Melanie, I can't thank Jabor Realty enough for being the pioneer in allowing us to do something like this that we've wanted to do for 3 years, and finally it's connected. And if you ever need art for staging, please remember us. We'd be happy to help you.
Gallery 364 in Jabor Real Estate, where Bay Ridge is in your debt for allowing this project to come to life. Thank you both, and we will chat with both of you in the very near future.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guests, Georgine Benvenuto of Gallery 364 and Melanie Kassar, a broker at Jabor Realty, for sharing their insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.